The number is 855-453. That's 1-855-450-3733. As we launch here into the second hour of the program. Joining you this evening, it's Ian,
Allie,
and Mark.
And inviting you to the website at freetalklive.com. You can go there and get interactive in various different ways. And one of those ways is that you can actually create the content of the website. You submit different things from along or outside on the web, whether it's a YouTube video or maybe a blog post or news item. You submit it. Other listeners will then vote as to whether or not they like or dislike it. And the most liked make it to the front page and the top of the website at freetalklive.com. So head over there and get interactive. As we go to your phone calls, we'll start things out with Creighton, listening in Kentucky. Creighton, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, how are you today?
Hey, great. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I've got a problem, and I actually think that your readers, your listening crowd, is a very good crowd to ask this question.
All right, shoot.
My children are homeschooled, and my daughter is a voracious reader. And about a month ago, I noticed that some of the books that she gets from the library from the young adult section is really poor quality literature.
Okay.
So I got my daughter to agree. She's 11 years old. I got my daughter to agree that she would read some of the books that I chose for her. Some more classical with more of a quality nature to it. But I wanted to favor liberty-oriented books. You can't teach a child your own ideology, but there comes a point when you can introduce it, and that's what I'm doing.
So you want classic libertarian literature? Is that what you want?
Not necessarily classic, but stuff that has been vetted for being, you know, decently good literature. I mean, some of the things that you come out today are pretty bad. To give you an example of what I've done so far.
Are we talking about fiction?
Yeah, fiction. Fiction okay. Stories that have a liberty lesson is what I'm looking for. For example, she's already read The Girl Who Owned a City. And Mrs. Frisbee and the Rats of Nim, The Little House on the Prairie, The Pushcart War, The Wrinkle in Time, and Watership Down just in the past month.
Wow, she's voracious.
Oh, that doesn't count what she... My children, their homeschooled education is centered around literature, and there's no textbook.
Okay.
So they get hundreds of books like these every year, and she destroys them. So
you would say that her reading level is, would you say, college level, or?
What would
you say? I mean, those books aren't exactly kids' books that you mentioned, right?
Well, yes, The Girl Who Owned a City and Pushcart War and The Wrinkle of Time are definitely children's books, but she tore those through those in hours.
Watership Down, though, doesn't show up as, I mean, you know, that's standard ability to read it there. I mean, you know.
Well, Mark, you've interviewed a few liberty-oriented fiction authors on this program.
One person that I would first off look at is Taryn Lupo's got a couple of books out here.
Yeah, there you go.
Pirates of Savannah is a more adult-oriented.
It's mature.
Yeah, it's mature. But I get the impression she may be prepared for something like that. I don't know.
What about Seamus' Booty? I mean,
Booty.
I haven't read it yet, but I read Pirates, and I loved Pirates, and it was a great book.
Seamus' Booty is aimed at a younger audience, and so you can check that out.
And isn't it supposedly aimed at like a teenage kind of audience?
Yeah, it is. Was it the
Hunt for Seamus' Booty?
I think
or the Search for Seamus' Booty.
If you look up Seamus, there can't be another book in the world that has the word Seamus
and Booty
with an apostrophe S and Booty,
yeah.
All in the same title. Just can't. So I don't think those words have ever been put together in the English language. Maybe I'm wrong. There's got to be a guy named Seamus has had that, but not in literature. Also,
not in literature, but it might be in the adult section of the video rental store.
It does have that booty. Does have that synonymous a synonym as far as meaning.
I've heard one of my friends said that The Moon is a Harsh Mistress.
Oh, yeah.
Is a really good one. I don't know what level that's on.
Heinlein's always going to be a great choice. Of course, she needs to have... I mean, everybody needs to have read The Fountainhead and Atlas Shrugged. So
I have not read either.
At some point...
I've read The Atlas Shrugged, and I would not allow my daughter to read that yet.
Okay.
Why is that?
Why is that? Well, because of the precinct... Well, the reason I wouldn't let her read Atlas Shrugged yet is because of the issues within Atlas Shrugged, of the main character having extramarital relations with three different men in the same book.
Yeah, it's
So I'm shooting this at an 11-year-old girl. You know, and that's exactly not what I want to go for.
Understood.
Well, there's definitely sex in the Pirates of Savannah. So if you want to avoid any kind of sexual connotations, then you probably wouldn't want to go there. But if I don't imagine Seamus' booty has any of that. That is definitely aimed at younger people, from what I understand.
I did get her the Moon and Heart's Mistress, but I had to consider that the presentation of the line marriage.
Is
not really doesn't fit into our Christian kind of culture mindset.
Well, it's the way he explains that marriage that goes on in the moon is that it is an issue of necessity, and it's interesting to look from sort of an anthropological look at what would it be like if you had a situation where the population was 9 men for every 1 woman.
Yes, and that's why I chose to let her read it, and she's reading that one now.
Yeah.
How about comic books? Does she like comic books?
No, but her brother does.
Okay. And how old is he?
He's 8.
So, Mark, I was reading a couple comic books when I was in jail, and one of them was Escape from Terra. I don't know. What do you think, Mark? Do you think Escape from Terra would be appropriate for a person in that kind of age range?
You know, I don't look at stories and judge them as whether they're mature or not. I don't have a child that's that age. Mm-hmm. Jack wouldn't be reading, you know.
Coming soon. He's already 3-something. I'm
trying to
put
it. It's just not something I have to deal with today, so I don't look at it that way. You'd have to vet it. But Escape from Terra by Big Head Press at bigheadpress.com is a
good point. Vetting it would make sense, and then you get to read it yourself, which is worthwhile. I liked it.
Another one that you can look at is Michael Z. Williamson. Now, this is much more the military kind of thing, but Michael Z. Williamson, Michael Z. Williamson has, and he's published by Bain Publishers, B-A-E-N, Bain, it's like B, but they switched the A and the E around. They put, basically anything by Bain is going to be mostly liberty-oriented stuff anyway, and Michael Z. Williamson does. What I really enjoyed are these novels that are aimed at people that kind of like the future military stuff. But he's got this planet that's completely free market. Anarcho-capitalist is the term he uses for it. And it's called Granme or something like that. It's some kind of Irish name. It's very interesting.
So, Ali, as far as reading any other liberty-minded fiction, can you think of anything? Because I'm much of a fiction guy.
You know, I'm not a big reader in general, but when I do read, it's usually nonfiction.
Me
so
too.
I'm not the really best one to ask. But I say it's great that she likes to read. And my only advice, I would just let her read whatever she's going to read. Because, you know, if you try to keep in mind that, you know, you're her dad and things that you suggest might have a less of a coolness to them. And so if you're giving her these, these are dad-approved readings or whatever, and they just seem to confirm all the things that you say, then I've heard lots of people, my coworker says he doesn't like Ron Paul because his dad was so into Ron Paul, and to him it's not cool. But
maybe
as for me,
she's not quite yet to that point at age 11, but that probably
also
will
she
come.
Doesn't go to regular school, which really does cement that kind of attitude.
Yeah, that's true.
Right. The fact that she's homeschooled, she's already better off anyway.
It makes you cynical and hate authority.
Here's what I would suggest to you. I'd suggest to Creighton that you get on the Free Talk Live BBS or Facebook
page. And people can call in here and give suggestions.
Certainly, you're welcome to call in and give suggestions here. But if you want to really kind of crowdsource this information, obviously we've got our suggestions, and they're worth whatever they're worth. But if you were to post on the Free Talk Live Facebook page, maybe some other folks could go over there and post their favorite, maybe kid-friendly / tween, I guess they're tweens, right? Tween-friendly, liberty-oriented novels. And that's how I would approach this.
Well, I don't do Facebook.
Okay. Well, then drop by the Free Talk Live BBS. You can do that, right?
BBS.freetalklive.com.
Yes, sir, and I'll continue to listen. So if any of your other listeners call in and have a suggestion, just yell it out so I'll get it.
Thanks, Creighton. Again, that's BBS.freetalklive.com. No Facebook required for that. You just go and create an account if you don't already have one. And that account is also good on the Free Talk Live site, so you can use that same account to vote on stuff on the Free Talk Live site as well. Thanks, Creighton, for the call. We're coming up. This is Free Talk Live at 855-453.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Beware the man with one gun, for he probably knows how to use it. Never has this been more true than with the Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. The one rifle to have, if you could have only one. It's the perfect lightweight, hard-hitting, do-it-all bolt-action rifle. Affordable, versatile, and reliable. Delivers 10 rounds of .308 Winchester performance. It's compact, lightweight, and accommodates a host of optics. Visit Ruger.com/Scout Rifle for your local firearms retailer to learn more. The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. It's mine, and it's American.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold, hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Have you ever wanted to give a gift that expresses faith in liberty, those powerful beliefs that shaped our nation at its founding? If so, pay close attention, because this may be the most important holiday message you'll hear this year. Beautiful Liberty Blankets are now available.
The Liberty Blanket is made right here in the USA out of all-natural cotton. It's ultra-soft, ultra-warm, and designed to remind your friends and loved ones of the enduring values that won the battle for freedom in early America. The center of the Liberty Blanket has the words, "Appeal to God," a phrase that Washington and the founders used often as they announced to the world that their rights and liberties came from a sovereign creator. And in each corner of the Liberty Blanket details one of the pillars of American freedom: education, church, civil government, and justice. Regularly $59.95, now just $39.95. It's the perfect Christmas gift that helps your friends and family remember our nation's most precious legacy. To order your Liberty Blanket, go to libertyblanket.com. That's libertyblanket.com, or call 800-209-1258. That's 800-209-1258.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live. Toll free number for you, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-855-450-3733 here tonight with you. It's Ian.
Allie.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Lots of features there, and we give them to you for free. The webcam is one of them. You can go watch, listen, and interact, because the chat room's built into the same page over at cam.freetalklive.com. Once again, that is cam.freetalklive.com.
You've been hearing about the new digital currency known as Bitcoin here on Free Talk Live. We talk about it a lot. I was just doing a little business with Bitcoins last night, and it is the Internet's version of cash. It is a currency created specifically for the Internet. It is anonymous, like cash is. It is untraceable. There's no chargebacks. It's just it's cash for the internet, and it's one of the fastest and safest ways to get your bitcoins is by going to crypto exchange. They have a complete bullion store there too. You can buy gold and silver privately with Bitcoin. If you're totally clueless about the currency, they've got a 24-hour customer service right there on the site. All you have to do is click on it. It's on the top of the website at the link at the top. You can see Crypto Exchange's banner. It's posted at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. That's the easiest way to get there. It's bitcoin.freetalklive.com.
All right. So, by the way, you, Allie, thought of a book right when we went to break, and it's probably worth mentioning on the air.
Well, 1984 was one of those books that was required reading in school, which is the only reason I read a fiction book, probably. And it was eye-opening for me, and just, you know, but at the same time, if we're talking about for a homeschooled child, then they might not have to deal with all the, you know, 1984, like, nonsense that goes on in public school, so they might not really have the context for it.
Well, I don't know about that. I think 1984 is about more than just, you know, obviously it's about society.
Right.
Well, if there's classic libertarian literature, 1984 is it.
True.
I mean, fiction. Yeah, I mean, that's what literature is. And
yeah, I've heard it's great. I haven't read
and
it.
And Animal Farm, too. And
you know,
Animal Farm.
Animal Farm.
Anthem was good. That's the only Ayn Rand I've ever actually read.
It's nice and short, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. 1-855-453. Your thoughts are certainly welcome. Let's
see. This is what happens if you send your kid to the gifted school in town.
Let's go to Frank, which, by the way, is infested with rats. My old high school. I've got that news story here. Let's talk to Frank, though. Listening in New York, Frank, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening.
Hey, yeah, Frank. Go ahead.
Very interesting evening. I would recommend maybe the best thing to do would be to get the University of Chicago's list of the great books, 100 great books, and start homeschoolers on them early. That would be.
I don't know if I would trust any university's list of great books.
It sounds like she could plow through them, though.
Well, actually, that's the same. That's similar to the list of great books the students at the St. John's College pursue. So it would be worthwhile looking into that. That list, you know, that really represents the very best of the libertarian and Western tradition. So before you reject anything because the university has it, it would behoove you to look into it. But what I wanted to talk about tonight is the Defense Authorization Act.
Fair enough, Frank.
It is a profound act of high treason against every citizen of the United States by violating the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. And I think now, since Senator Carl Levin disclosed yesterday that President Obama forced him to include the part about putting American citizens in as enemy noncombatants.
Huh?
I think that's an act of high treason that Carl Levin should be brought to trial for, as well as McCain and Obama. And that would be a wonderful thing for Ron Paul to
require them to put themselves on trial, which the system will never do. That would require the system to put itself and its own actors on trial.
It would require someone like Ron Paul to raise this and to do an impeachment of these characters and bring them to trial for high treason.
It'll never happen. They all voted for it.
That won't happen. Then we know the system is shot. It's over.
We already know that.
Forget about it.
You still haven't quite come to that conclusion yet, huh, Frank?
I'd say that until this is reviewed by the Supreme Court and we find out what they say about it, then, you know, it's really over. But for you to automatically just say that'll never happen, let's forget about it, I would say, well, then you're violating your notions of libertarianism and freedom and the Constitution, everything supposedly stand for.
Yeah, I don't stand for. I'm not a libertarian, and I don't stand for the Constitution, and I don't. I'm not under the belief that these people give a flip about what their own Constitution says, and they certainly don't care about holding anyone accountable.
That law is an act of treason because it allows the government to violate the Constitution, and because Carl Levin and Senator McCain introduced that bill and wrote it, they should be brought to trial for treason. And since Obama let's bring Obama in as well. And that would be a wonderful thing for the world to see.
Sure it would, but it's not going to happen. I thank you for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. Sorry, it's not going to happen. I mean, look at all the depredations and unconstitutional and illegal things that these government people have been doing for the last several administrations.
Right. Obama already assassinated an American citizen. Assassinated.
Yep. Seems unlikely. Two, actually.
One was a minor.
Collateral damage of the son who had committed no crime, whatever.
Yeah, well, at least that you know of, right? Like, that they're reporting.
Right, exactly.
So who knows how many people might actually have been victimized. But there's no shortage of these people doing terrible things. And, of course, they all voted for it for the most part. Most of these folks in D.C. voted in favor of this Defense Authorization Act. So those same people aren't just all of a sudden going to decide, let's bring them up on charges. It's just not going to happen.
I mean, I guess you'd have to ask yourself is if just because they, he's talking about McCain and Levin, and I don't know who introduced this stuff. I'm just assuming that these are the guys that introduced
two.
It and wrote it. Just because they wrote it and introduced it, I don't think they're any more culpable than the people that voted for it.
And yeah, for sure.
It breezed through.
Let's continue with you and your thoughts. Ingrid is in Maryland. You're on Free Talk Live. Ingrid.
Hey.
Hey there. What's on your mind?
Hey, everyone.
Hey.
I'm calling about the Bradley Manning Article 32 hearing.
Yep.
That's happening in Fort Meade. I went to it today, and that was kind of crazy. To get in, you had to bring your ID. You had to show them your car registration, your previous insurance, and then there was like three different checkpoints.
So if you don't have a car, you can't go to this so-called public hearing?
Well, you could probably get in, but you would have to walk. It's like over a mile. Once you got inside the base.
Mm-hmm. Well, you could ride with somebody.
I suppose, yeah, ride in a car with somebody. So so you went to this hearing. How many people came out for it?
They let about, like, 20, like, spectators inside. I would guess there was about, like, maybe, like, 130 people there.
Okay. So everybody else just kind of had to stand outside and wait around?
Yeah, and it was kind of weird because I kind of got there late, but then there was a bit of confusion because then this one guy was like, where's your permit? And I was like, well, I don't have a permit. And then one of the other military people was like, well, they're letting people in with permits. So then when they put me in, they actually put me in with, like, the press / government agents section.
So you were one of the 20 people that was actually on the inside?
Well, actually, they closed off the 20 people, but I got there late, so they kind of put me in with the press, like, government agent section.
Did you have a camera or something? What made them think you were press?
Well, when I got there, I was talking to this military guy, and then he was like, where's your badge? And I was like, well, I don't have one. And then this other military guy came in later and was like, well, they're letting people in without passes. So there was kind of like
Ingrid, hang on. I want to find out what happened. Bradley Manning had a hearing apparently today. She was there. We'll hear more about it in moments. 855-453. You can take control. It's Free Talk Live.
In the event of an emergency, do you really trust Obama and the federal government to provide for you and your family? Modern-day emergencies like floods, tornadoes, earthquakes, snowstorms, terrorist attacks, or anything else can strike anywhere, leaving your family vulnerable. That's why you can't afford to be without emergency food supplies. If you're like most people, you know that you need emergency food supplies, but you keep putting it off. So, to help you, Ready Reserve Foods is offering a free sample kit of emergency food so you can test our food for yourself. The food really is free. You simply pay for the shipping, and we'll send you the food for free. To get your free sample kit of emergency food, simply call 800-453-2202 or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Again, that's 1-800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com. Don't wait. Call now because the free sample kits are limited. So call 800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The good you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com, spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Burglars, love easy targets, like a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, comes with AC adapter, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and give one or more for Christmas. Now through Christmas, get free standard shipping on any quantity Fake TV purchase. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. faketv.com, the burglar deterrent.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. The toll-free number is brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 855-453, 1-855-450-3733. Speaking of SACL CAI, what is that, Mark?
SACL CAI is a company that handles accounts receivable. They can do it for your company, too. They take care of all the things that go into collecting the money that you need for your business. It's SACL CAI. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. Principal over there, Jason Osborne, big supporter of Free Talk Live, has been for many years. It's SACL, CAI.
All right, I know we had Ingrid on the line. She's still there. She's hopefully we'll hang on patiently. We've got breaking news, and we need to get to a special guest. TSA George is on the line, on the AMP line. And TSA, George, you're actually during your shift. You're working at a Washington, D.C. area airport. And something just went down at your TSA line.
It happened at the line next to mine. I did a name next over. I recognized Adam Kokish. The only reason I recognized him because he was standing surrounded by some of my coworkers and screening managers. He was in his underwear. Yep. Right there, I'm pretty sure it's protesting. I haven't actually had a chance to talk to him, but I recognize them. He recognized me. I gave him a little hidden salute, you know, to him.
Right, because you both actually went to the Porcupine Freedom Festival this year. For those of you that have not listened before, TSA George is a liberty-friendly TSA agent. And
actually, I met him at the Jefferson Dance-Off.
Oh, excellent, excellent. Well, yeah, I know y'all were both at Porkfest as well. And so he got arrested for what? For stripping down in protest of the body scanners?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I mean, he's in his underwear, so you can pretty much put two and two together. He's right there. You're looking at activists. He's in his underwear. He's protesting.
Either that, or he's on some really good drugs and having a really fun time.
It's one of those two.
So that's all you have right now. In whose custody is he being held? George?
Yeah, he just walked by right there, and he recognized me. So he's back in his normal outfit again. He's being escorted off. He's not in handcuffs anymore. I think they're going to either escort him out of the checkpoint and not allow him to fly, or escort him to the gate. I don't know.
So basically someone makes a scene, and they have to arrest the person to make it look like there's security.
Was he going to fly?
Yeah. looked like it was going to fly.
Okay.
Why else would you go through a checkpoint?
Another question, really important, is were they briefs or boxers?
More boxer briefs, I think.
Boxer briefs. Hey, there you go.
Nice. What a vain man.
So, but you didn't notice anybody there with him recording? It was just the TSA cameras that got footage?
No one's with them.
Interesting. Going in alone.
In your underwear.
George, anything else? So
I follow him back out and just chat with him, but at the same time, I don't want to get in trouble with my coworkers.
Yeah, right, that makes sense.
Like, our last man, he recognized me. One of my supervisors, like, what, you know him? And I just had to be like, well, I know him from a TV show. He's like, he's got an episode I saw, like, it's called Adam vs. the Man. Let him know, try not to, treat down, rough him up too much, and just get his own TV show and get him on.
I've got a number for Adam, and we can try him maybe during the next break if they are actually kicking him out of the airport, and maybe we'll be able to get him on the line to talk more about.
Well, he was just escorted out of the front thing, so I guess he's getting kicked out of the airport.
Who was it that made the arrest? Was it DC police?
Yeah, NY Airport Police, is it Metro Washington Airports Authority.
Gotcha. Interesting. It's a small world, man. Same airports, pretty much the same line. You saw that one go down. I know you got to get back to work. Thanks, George, for the scoop. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. Adam Kokesh from Adam versus the Man. Great liberty activist, really brave dude who was actually one of the folks that got arrested this summer for, as George mentioned, the Lifrier Dance event that happened, or the Jefferson Dance Party that transpired in Washington, D.C., where multiple activists were arrested. And actually, Ingrid was there when that went down. Ingrid, you were in the background. You didn't get arrested that day, but you were recording video. And so I'm sure you just heard all of that as we had you on hold there. I apologize for putting you on, but
GSA
George had to get in there because he's going back to work. So you were calling tonight about Bradley Manning. There was some sort of a hearing today. What was this hearing about?
Well, it's the Article 32 hearing, and basically it's a pretrial hearing for the military where they basically say if there's, like, enough evidence to bring it to trial.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was kind of interesting because I work as a legal assistant, and I thought it was really crazy, even more sore than civilian court. Well, the main thing they dealt with was that they thought that the investigating officer, which was kind of like the person who's in the so-called judge role, shouldn't be presiding over it because they mentioned things that, for example, for the prosecution, that they wanted to call 10 witnesses, and that he okayed all 10 of their witnesses, but for the defense, he only approved 2 out of 38 witnesses.
2 out of 38?
Yeah, and he also...
Well, that deck's not stacked against them or anything from the get-go.
And then they also said because they pulled him out of the Department of Defense that he's biased. And then another thing that I thought was really crazy was that the investigating officer wanted the other military people to testify on the phone, on sworn. So then these military people would just be testifying, and, of course, then they could lie under oath and... You know, they wouldn't be held to it.
Really?
Which I thought was pretty insane.
Yeah, you know, another thing that the Manning case has going for it is that the fact is that Barack Obama said that Bradley Manning was guilty already. He's the commander-in-chief. He is the superior officer of every single person who's in that courtroom testifying, sitting on the jury, whoever is there. He's their superior officer. So essentially, by finding him not guilty, they'll be disobeying an order from their superior officer, and that makes the whole proceeding null, essentially.
Mm-hmm. That's correct. More on a positive note, at the end of the hearing, some of the people in the courtroom started singing out happy birthday because tomorrow is Bradley Manning's birthday.
Aww. Oh.
And then afterwards, someone yelled out, you're a hero, and then that was the point when they kicked people out. And,
wow. So you actually did get to see him. He was there physically in the courtroom?
Yeah. We didn't get to talk to him, but he was in the front of the court, and then at certain points, like, he would walk by, and he's really short per person, which kind of shocked me.
Huh.
And this is the first time he's been in public since... How long has it been that he's been in
Good question.
Yeah, he's been in custody for a year and a half. This is the first time he's been in court.
How did he look?
He looked, I guess, like, pretty good. He was, like, he didn't talk to any of the people in the courtroom. And when people were first waiting, they didn't really know it was him, because he was dressed in fatigues. So some people were saying, like, oh, is he going to come out in, like, cuffs and, you know, is he going to be shackled? And then later when they realized it was him in the front, then they were kind of, like, embarrassed.
So was he shackled? Did they have him tied down?
No, he wasn't shackled. He was in the military camouflage. I don't know what you call it, but like the usual like military uniform.
Right.
And then he was wearing glasses, and he had like a bit of a crew cut.
Thanks for sharing that tonight, Ingrid. I really appreciate hearing from you.
I just want to bring up one more brief thing.
Sure.
There's going to be a big rally in Fort Meade tomorrow at 12 p.m.
Okay.
So if you're in the area, and I guess if Adam Kokesh misses his flight, you know, he's more than welcome to come out with us.
Very good. Hey, thanks for the heads up. Appreciate you following this and being there and being one of the few people actually allowed into the courtroom for the Bradley Manning hearing today. Great activism on your part. Thank you, Ingrid. And actually, she was just up here not too long ago visiting our very own Keene, New Hampshire. So 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number here. I'm going to try to reach out to Adam Kokesh. According to his Facebook status, he says, it appears I'm going to miss my flight due to United Airlines ignorance of their own firearms luggage handling procedures. So it sounds like this was a gun-related incident at the D.C. airport that resulted in Adam Kokesh stripping into his underwear and being arrested by D.C. police, airport police. 855-450-FREE, the toll-free number. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
On DVD for a limited time.
Chase lives here. You move back here with my son.
You're a predator, Jack!
Yearly is a bold independent film about the struggles of a middle-class father as he fights to win back his family after being fired for sexual harassment. Reviewers call Yearly superb, amazing, and one of the most honest looks at today's modern man in marriage to hit the silver screen.
I'm guilty of cheating on my wife.
Winner of Best Feature at the Malibu International Film Festival and other festival awards including Best Actor and the Platinum Reel Award. Yearly set against the backdrop of a difficult job market and follows a flawed man who makes one bad decision after another as he faces the intrusive scrutiny of the courts.
Why didn't you tell me about it? Your kid and a wife!
Go to yearlymovie.com. That's yearlymovie.com to own the DVD now before they're gone.
You have no idea what it's like.
You cheated on me.
Click the Amazon link on yearlymovie.com and a portion of the sale goes to support Free Talk Live. That's yearlymovie.com.
Are you firing me, Riley?
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold-weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the freeze-dry guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
The world's best solar-powered oven has gotten better. Sun ovens are now available with a brand new Christmas Sun Dehydrating and Preparedness Kit, which includes everything required for cooking, water pasteurization, and dehydrating with the power of the sun. Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. A sun oven lets you harness the sun's power to bake, boil, or steam food, heat water for purification or personal hygiene, or dehydrate. For the past 25 years, Sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S., are durable, and have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a limited time, preppers can save $65 on the purchase of a Christmas Sun Dehydrating and Preparedness Kit. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/GCN. That's sunoven.com/GCN.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring up anything that you want. 855-453. That's 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there for free. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us over at shop.freetalklive.com. Click into the links from to Amazon there, and Amazon will give Free Talk Live a portion of your purchase price. It's basically their affiliate links that essentially it's like a little portal from Free Talk Live to Amazon, so they'll recognize you came from us, and then they'll cut us in on the profit that they make on your sale. So head on over to shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. Get your shopping done.
My wife and I were just talking to a friend today who was over at the house, and we were having lunch, about how food prices have doubled in the last few years. I mean, it's amazing how much food prices have gone up recently, and I don't expect this trend to stop. The fact is that they're printing more money all the time, and seems like you can expect food prices to continue to go up, and probably quite a bit. One way to sort of handle that issue is to spend today's dollars. I mean, it's difficult to know what to invest in. Gold and silver, down right now. Is it a buying opportunity? I don't know. But I can tell you that you're going to need food in the future. Mm. That much you can be certain of. Get food today at prices for today, and then you're, you know, in the future, as you know, it becomes more and more expensive, you have will have bought well. You'll need food that stores well. How about wisefoodstorage.com? They have their foods packaged in fresh for freshness and individual metal Mylar pouches. They each carry an individual 25-year shelf life, and you can prepare them in just minutes simply by adding water. Visit wisefoodstorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. You have to know for yourself whether you like this food. You can get a free entree sample just by going and asking for it at 855-FOODWISE or wisefoodstorage.com. You have to use coupon code FTL in order to get the free entree sample. And if you decide to order, you'll get no-cost shipping and 10% off any order with coupon code FTL. It's 855-FOODWISE is the telephone number, and wisefoodstorage.com is the website. Coupon code FTL.
Let's continue with you and your thoughts. William in Dallas, Texas. William, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Allie, and Mark.
Hey, how y'all doing?
All's well.
What's on your mind, William?
I'll keep this brief. I just thought it was funny that I heard Dave on the radio today. I listened to all your...
Who?
I listened to Dave, the guy that always calls in defending marijuana.
Oh, Dave from Montana. Yeah, actually, we haven't heard from him in quite a while, and then all of a sudden last night he called out of the blue.
Yeah, it was really funny because I've listened to every episode y'all had for the past couple of years easily, and I've even gone back to 2007. I was hearing some of his calls on 2007. I was like, hey, we haven't heard from Dave for a while. And I was just going to say hi. That was about it.
You were calling for a shout-out? Is that right?
Yeah, shout-out, basically.
Yeah, we don't really do that on Free Talk Live, but thanks anyway. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Can you imagine how boring it would be if everybody just called in to Free Talk Live and said, you know, I really like Jill. She called in last night. Hi, Jill.
Well,
How awesome is it that he said he's listened to every episode about for the past, what do you say, 3 years?
That's pretty cool.
I was very happy to hear from Dave, too. I thought his message was somewhat edgy for what he normally does, but I was happy to hear from him.
But I'd appreciate it if somebody actually had something more to say than just, hi there.
I understand. Yep, that's your job as the program director of this show.
Toll-free number is, we want to talk to you about something, I guess. Not just shout-out. 1-855-453.
You got to lay down the no shout-out rule, which you probably
haven't. It has been a while since we've laid down the no shout-out rule.
So, there you go.
So,
you're happy.
1-855-453. That is the number here. SACL CAI toll-free line. So, this morning, or rather afternoon, it was quite an activist occasion here in New Hampshire. As you know, we all moved here as part of the Free State Project. Allie, you're relatively new within the last 6 months from Alabama.
A little over 3 months.
And Mark, you and I have been here since 2006. All kinds of people have been in between, with lots of people moving, always new people coming in every single month. Just had a new mover show up. I believe it was within the last couple of days out here in the Keene area. And there's new folks always coming up here, which is great. And that means the more activists we can get together in New Hampshire, the more effective we can become, because it's all about numbers. Achieving liberty in our lifetime is about numbers and concentration. You have to have enough people who give a damn about freedom, who are willing to stand up and do something to achieve freedom, and you have to have those people in the same place so they can be more effective.
Makes some sense.
So that's why the Free State Project exists, is to bring liberty-minded people here and get them active to achieve freedom in our lifetime. And today was a perfect example of exactly one of the ways in which this can occur. Now, obviously, there's like the kind of the inside the system, pass legislation, get people elected, that kind of thing. But what we did today was inside the system, but also combined with non-cooperation. And I think non-cooperation is one of the best ways that you can operate inside the system. Now, again, using the term inside the system, I don't know if it really does anything justice, because there's just so many shades of gray, right? Is it inside the system to not do as you're told and non-cooperate with the system? I mean, you are at the system. We are at a courthouse today.
Mm-hmm.
We are participating in the system by testifying at a hearing about cameras in court. But also, before that hearing, we had probably close to a dozen, maybe 8 to 10 camera people that were in the court lobby recording video there, and they tried to come in and intimidate us into not recording video.
At the hearing where they're deciding whether or not you can record at hearings.
Right. I thought for sure they were going to just be hands-off. I figured that that no one's going to get arrested today, and thankfully no one did, which was a good success. But I thought that they were just going to ignore us completely and just let us record video in the lobby. But no, they wanted to make an issue out of it. So again, this whole hearing was about standardizing court rules, because across New Hampshire there are different rules at different courthouses, even courthouses of a similar name, so like Superior Court in Grafton County. Those bureaucrats behave completely different as the ones do in Cheshire County. Like in Cheshire County, they'll confiscate your cell phone from you when you walk in, but in Grafton they don't take anything from you. So there's no consistency. And the idea was to have a hearing about making the rules consistent across all the courts. So the intention of the activists who give a damn about court access, press freedom in the courts, because our friends are frequently in there and peaceful people are frequently being taken to court for not harming anyone else and facing trial and facing years in prison. So it's important to be able to have cameras in there to hold these people accountable. And, if we hadn't shown up today at this hearing, we meaning the liberty activist community,
it'd have been empty.
It would have been almost empty. There were probably at least a couple dozen activists that came out, and on top of that, there were two other folks that came out. The two others were one attorney for like the Press Association in New Hampshire, and another guy who was like speaking for the Press Association in New Hampshire. And that was it for this hearing about what is a really important right, and that is your right to be the press. Your right to be a free press and report on whatever governmental activities are going on.
You know, it's really funny that judges across the nation are saying that essentially people have the right to record government bureaucrats and functionaries within their roles, working with the public and that kind of thing. But consistently, they say, well, that's not true in court. Whoa, whoa, it's not true when you're talking about us, These government functionaries and bureaucrats. Consistently, judges say that the government, I assume they're saying that the, government of right is government that can be viewed by everybody, that, government deserves the light of day. I don't know what it is that they claim that people have the right to film bureaucrats for, but when it comes to filming their bureaucratic butts, they don't want to allow that. And the idea, the very laughably sad idea that judges can somehow sit justly over the case where or not you decide whether or not judges have the power to allow themselves to be filmed. No, you're a judge. You can't decide whether or not you have the right to be filmed or not. I mean, that's like letting the police officer who shoves the camera into somebody's face who's filming them decide whether or not he should be filmed. Mm-hmm. It's ludicrous.
Who should decide?
This comes down to that whole, right, who watches the watchers? That question. The old question. And in this case, obviously, if the watchers watch themselves, they know. They always decide the same thing, that they're right, that they're in charge. And that's what the judges are going to do in these circumstances. There needs to be somebody above the judges to make this decision if you're going to have a hierarchical system. There's supposed to be somebody over the judges, by the way. It's supposed to be the people in the form of the press, which they're then saying can't film them.
Well, the press will just wait till after all the court proceedings and just ask them what happened
right.
and just report on that. They don't want to be actually, the liberty activists are the only ones that actually want to be there for it get everything,
And the press doesn't care about liberty activists going to court. I mean, I've never seen WMUR show up to record a court hearing. I mean, for the most part, they completely ignore what's going on with our folks. And so we're the ones that have to do the recording and the reporting and all of that. And they're trying their damnedest to stop that. But this hearing was to supposedly standardize those things. And I'll tell you more about what happened, because it was more interesting what happened outside of the hearing with a certain security agent that we labeled Dennis the Menace. We'll tell you about him coming up. Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Carnation Breakfast Essentials, helping your family get off to a nutritious start every day. Mornings can be chaotic, but a little advance work will take the pressure off. The night before, organize backpacks and put them at the door, along with anything else that your kids need for the day. Set a timer for 5 minutes before departure to give everyone a chance to mobilize, and off you go. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
This holiday, Barnes & Noble has the gift you can feel great about giving. Nook Simple Touch. It's the world's number one reader, top rated by expert reviewers. And now it's only $99. With over 2 million titles right at your fingertips, Nook Simple Touch is a must-have gadget for everyone who loves to read. It's the smart, affordable gift. Give the incredible Nook Simple Touch. Just $99 with free gift wrapping at your neighborhood Barnes & Noble. Or visit Nook.com. Hurry while supplies last.